This episode is brought to you by Northwind Adventures.
Hiya folks, Old Man Grognard here. Say, if you ever wanted to experience the thrilling adventures of fantastic pulp fantasy stories at the tabletop, Northwind Adventures has got a role-playing game for you with Hyperborea. Based on the solid foundation of the original 1974 fantasy game, author Jeffrey Talanian has crafted an exciting, vibrant world using the inspiration of authors like Howard Smith and Lovecraft. With paper, pencil, and a handful of dice, your characters can explore the wonder, danger, and thrills of a rugged world beyond the North Wind. Explore dungeons, fight off monsters mundane, fantastic, and alien. Discover lost civilizations, battle mighty wizards, evil cultists, vicious warlords, and more. With 26 classes to choose from, your characters can quickly find fortune and glory on the road to high adventure, all in the land of Hyperborea. From Northwind Adventures, you'll find it at hyperborea.tv.
Abandon all hope, listeners. You're listening to Radio Grognard, the OSR podcast about stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Well, you know I like simple adventures. As a GM, I like simple adventures. Although I say adventure with caution, because what I mean is I don't mind a little more complex adventures, or I'm sorry, let's go to campaign. How about that? I don't mind a little bit more complex campaigns, but I think the adventures should be simple. It's okay to have an episodic campaign, quote unquote. And this is the one reason why I like sandboxes, because you can dot the sandbox with simple adventures. But how simple should it be? I mean, you don't want to get to the point where your players are going, okay, we got to rescue another noble or kill another monster or something like that. Or the world's doomed or the village is doomed or whatever. Well, it's good to have those simple goals, but it's okay to put in a twist or two. If you can come up with some kind of twist and set something on its ear, that's great. Now, I would like to make the rule, as far as adventures go, I mean, this could be linked up to other things or not, but as adventures go, and I'm talking about an adventure where it's one thing they're on a path for, not a grand campaign thing, you know, but it's a framework, an arc. So my rule of thumb is only two twists per adventure. I'm not talking about per session, per adventure. Because that's all I really want to deal with as far as a game master is concerned. And I think that's all the players should deal with too, because Sly Flourish in one of his videos really said, well, players will complicate things. You don't really need to complicate them too much. But if you got some neat plot twist, throw it in. But keep the goal clear. And that's why I said you should do no more than two plot twists per adventure. I'm thinking back, like Robert Bloch likes to do double plot twists in his stories. And I was thinking about that, and it's like, yeah, I could do this. You know, it turns out that the quote unquote princess they're saving is a princess who was turned into a statue, and now you got to carry her out and figure out some way to get her back to normal. Or the guy you thought you could trust turns out to be either the main villain or the henchman of the main villain or something like that. You know, simple. Those are simple plot twists too. Those are easy. And you know, if you want to put clues in there about the plot twist, that works too. So in other words, you want it simple, but variety. You want simple, but still interesting. And that's what I was thinking about, how simple is too simple. And that's the way to go, really, as far as I'm concerned. It's the way to go. Just two plot twists, one, two at the most plot twists. So that's my advice this time. So I'm going to go start my day early. And if you guys want to talk to me about this, oldmangrognard@gmail.com, or you can drop a voicemail on Anchor. We're monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program, and I would thank you. If you want to do a single donation to the show, monetary donation, go over to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard. You can give anything from $3 all the way up to however much you want to give. $3 will buy me a soda at the game. That'd be great. Thank you. And it all goes towards helping me and my channel. And I'd also like to thank these people who do contribute monthly. Jonathan, Oliver, Gilbert, Juan Carlos, Daniel, Dan, Benjamin, Jason, John, Allen, Aaron, Michael, Randy, and Joe. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And if you want to hear some good podcasts, there's Dan Gregg's The Jung Grognard Podcast. That's Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast. Mark C. Wallring's The Yawning Albert Podcast. Kevin over at the Red Caps Podcast does a good job. Big John Allen Large with the Red Dice Diaries. Randy and Joe at Biggest Geekus. And my friend Eric Tenkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Questions? Comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. We'll see you next time when Radio Grognard is on the air.